This show furnished by Key Light Counseling Center.
Are you looking for an alternative to drug and alcohol rehabilitation that allows you to recover in the privacy of your own home with an individualized program that meets your specific needs? Concierge Detox LA can be that alternative. Headed by medical addiction specialist Dr. Damon Raskin and clinical psychologist Dr. Howard Gluss, Concierge Detox LA will design an individualized program to meet your recovery needs. For more information, contact Concierge Detox LA at 323-935-9712.
Although you'll be receiving valuable advice from our host, please remember this is not therapy. It does not replace a relationship with a qualified mental health professional.
I'm Dr. G, and we're here with Engaging Minds. Every week, we'd like to look at our world from a deeper and more psychological point of view. And before I bring on my show, I wanted to obviously talk about what happened today with the death of Kobe Bryant and his daughter and other people on the helicopter. And if you were tuning in before, you just heard Leo Terrell talk a lot about, you know, how people are dealing with it, the shock. And as a psychologist, I've gotten some calls from different people asking me, you know, especially one of my friends, and it really shocked me to the core, is he called me up and told me, and he kept just saying, you know, no, no. And I said to him, well, what do you mean no? And I didn't know what he was talking about. And he said, no. And I just sat there for a moment and I thought, after he told me what happened, this is so much of what people are dealing with right now, this absolute shock, and how important it is for people to be able to tell their story. Because we believe our world is one way and we have an absolute thought about the way it is. And then we have a horrible accident like this and everything is turned upside down. And we've got to find a way to be able to talk about what's happening, talk collectively, individually, so we could start to heal ourselves. And that's what you saw Leo starting to do. And that's what we're going to see a lot of people starting to do. So my main piece of advice I want to give everyone in dealing with this issue is give people the space to tell their story. Don't judge them. Don't try to fix it. Just give them that space. And that's where the healing starts to happen. We're just dealing with the shock of it. We haven't even started processing it. So that's so important for me to be able to share with everyone as a psychologist. You know, give yourself the space to heal. On a more positive note, I'm so excited about this show tonight. We have Terry Moore and Isabella Blake Thomas. They are starring in an upcoming feature film called Evie Rose. If you want to follow us on social media, it's the Dr. G Show. Jonas on live stream at facebook.com. So let me tell you about Terry Moore. This woman is an amazing woman. She is Academy Award nominated actress, author, and producer. She began her career as a child performer at age 11. She has been in over 200 feature films, as well as numerous television and stage performances. And she is the author of 3 books, including The Beauty and the Billionaire, and it recounts her relationship with Howard Hughes. So, Terry, it's a pleasure to have you on.
Dr. G, it's a great pleasure to be here today. Thank you.
You know, you are such an icon. You know, when you were telling me up there, I said, you know, you're on 77 films, and you corrected me and said, oh, Dr. G, 200 films.
Yes, I started so young.
Tell us about a little bit about your history.
Well, I started at 10 years old, and I tell you, I've been so lucky because I have great parents.
Okay.
I had a great father, a great mother. I mean, so few people have that. And especially in show business. I knew
exactly. You survived show business.
Yes. And Elia Kazan, who was one of the top directors in the world, he said, I've never liked movie mothers, but I love Mama Blue. Everybody called her Mama Blue, and they wanted her around. They loved her.
They loved your mom.
Yeah, they did.
Do you think it's because she... What do you think was unique about her? You told me a little bit when we were talking. I'm just going to... I love doing this. I asked a question, and then I answer it.
Well, Mama Blue, she loved everybody. She loved show business herself, and she wasn't pushy.
Okay.
Yeah, and she didn't try to get a job for herself or any of her friends or anybody else. She was just there, and anything she could do to help, she would.
So what was it about the quality in the way your mom took care of you that you felt enabled you to really be this childhood star? And like a lot of childhood stars end up sort of ruining their careers. And you, on the other hand, were able to develop this amazing career.
Well, I think a lot of it was my belief in God.
Okay.
I mean, every night before we went to bed, we sit around the fireplace and say our prayers together. Each person prayed. And the same thing in the morning. And we didn't drink. We didn't smoke. My grandfather was a Mormon bishop. So there was no drinking, no smoking, no tea, okay. No coffee.
Okay.
And there was just so much love in our family. And that was so important. And we believed in the afterlife and Jesus. And
strong sort of spiritual belief felt is the thing that kept you going.
Oh, you better believe it, yes.
Now, I know you've been over 200 films, and I promised you I wasn't going to ask you to name them all.
No, I don't even think I could.
But I was actually going to ask you to name them all in alphabetical order, but even then,
I could do.
But why don't you share with our audience maybe a couple of your favorite performances and relationships that you had with some very famous Hollywood legends?
Well, what comes to mind right now is being with Frederick March, who had 2 Academy Awards in the movie Man on a Tightrope, which Elia Kazan, I think the greatest director I ever worked with, directed. And that was just such a great, wonderful experience. And especially when Freddie March told me that I was the best young actress that he had worked with. I mean, I was so proud of that. And I loved working with Tyrone Power because so much my life has been dedicated to the troops, entertaining them, traveling the world with Bob Hope. I mean, they meant everything to me. They're the greatest audience I've ever had. And I just everything that I did with them, for them, meant everything to me.
You know, when you talk about that, and we've had a chance to get to know each other a little bit, I was really struck by how much you feel like your acting is a sense of service, just like if you were a preacher or a psychologist, that your sense of acting is about giving.
Oh, yes. And that's the way life should be. I mean, giving, giving, giving. I mean, everybody should have a charity. I mean, I would say mine are the troops. They must have, I mean, I could never pass anybody on the street with begging, not giving them food or money. I mean, that's so important.
What do you think's important for you in that exchange as far as giving, 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 as you say? Do you feel like it enriches your life and just makes you a better actress? Because I do want to mention to our audience, too, if you want to call in, our number here is 1-800-222-5222. You could also email us at engage790@gmail.com. And what do you think it's brought to you, this sense of giving and giving and giving? Because you actually have 2 films coming up right now.
Yes, I do. I'm so lucky.
I know.
But I have an assistant with me.
Right.
And her name is Marlene, and she does the same. And she brought me back to it, I mean, to tithe. I always did. And I just missed going to church for a while, and she's got me back into church, back into tithing, and it makes such a difference in my life. Well, it really does.
I think what it does is it takes us outside of ourselves.
Yes.
And it focuses our experience on other people. And it's sort of what I was saying earlier on when we're dealing with, you know, this horrible loss of Kobe Bryant.
Oh, God.
And his daughter. It is really exactly that. It's kind of unfathomable.
I know it is.
And people are in shock, and people are trying to find ways to make sense of it. And it's going to take really, unfortunately for his family, years to be able to process through this. But, anything, to me, entertainment is like service. It's really the sense of giving that makes people great actors and actresses, and that's what I got from your work. So, your next film, you were nominated for an Academy Award. That was exciting.
That was exciting. And I just finished a movie with the beautiful Isabella Thomas. Blake Thomas.
We're going to talk about that
yes,
film. It's
and
pretty
she's
amazing.
So wonderful. I mean, she's not even, she won't even be 18 for a year.
Right.
And she's such a great actress and singer and everything. And she's with Disney's contract. I mean, she's a star already.
Yeah. Well, you were a star like that, too, when you were her age.
Yes, but...
I like you told me, and then as you aged, you kept changing your relationships with the major movie stars of the time.
Yes.
So you would be the daughter, then the wife.
Everything. I was.
They kept recasting you in these different parts.
And one of my first grown-up
roles.
Actually,
we're going to take a quick break.
Yes.
When we get back, we're going to talk more about that. And I want to talk about some of your books, too, because
you
are really multifaceted and an amazing person, and I'm honored to meet you. Dr. G. We're going to be back right after the commercials.
Are you looking for an alternative to drug and alcohol rehabilitation that allows you to recover in the privacy of your own home with an individualized program that meets your specific needs? Concierge Detox LA can be that alternative. Headed by medical addiction specialist Dr. Damon Raskin and clinical psychologist Dr. Howard Gluss, Concierge Detox LA will design an individualized program to meet your recovery needs. For more information, contact Concierge Detox LA at 323-935-9712.
This is Chesney Hawkes here. You're listening to Dr. G on KABC 790 AM.
I'm Dr. G and we're back with Engaging Minds. We're talking to the amazing actress Terry Moore with her longevity in Hollywood. And that's what's so important that I want people that are listening right now. Actually, if they want to call in, our number is 1-800-222-5222. You have been able to transform your career so many times, and the transformational power to be able to do that and not get involved with drugs or alcohol and stuff like that has really been a testament to your career. And I think it's an amazing process that you've been able to do. I was looking and, you know, I did want to share that you were nominated for an Academy Award in Come Back, Little Sheba. So I'm wondering if you could sort of share that experience. Also, what that felt like when it happened to you.
Well, I was very much in love with Howard Hughes and with him. And he called me and he told me that I was nominated. I wouldn't believe him. I thought he was putting me on. He was kidding me. I couldn't believe it. I thought, even if I'd been, it was Best Supporting. If I'd been the other, I would have believed it. But I felt that Best Supporting was only older actresses, like the great actresses Helen Hayes and everything. I wouldn't believe it.
Right.
And I thought, oh, my God, I can't get it. Please, God, don't let me get this. I mean, I'm not ready for it. I'm not ready.
You know, that's such a great line. I hear from patients all the time, the sense of I'm not ready, I'm not ready. And you know what? Yeah. You're never ready.
No, I guess so.
You just do it.
Yeah.
Actually, you mentioned Howard Hughes, and you wrote a book called The Beauty and the Billionaire that talks about your marriage to Howard Hughes.
Yes.
So what was that experience like as being the one a wife of Howard Hughes?
Well, I'll tell you, from the time I was a little girl, I was always interested in airplanes. And I used to make airplanes, the kind, you know, where you'd take the struts and put the struts together and cut them out. And then you put the paper around them and you wind it up and let it fly. And so he taught me to fly. And that's what I wanted more than anything in the world, was to fly.
You are a pilot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was the third woman in the world to fly in jet airplanes.
Wow.
And, oh, God, that was so thrilling. I can't even tell you. I mean, you're in an airplane, and before you know it, you've turned around. I mean, you can't. It's so different than flying a regular plane. It is so different. Because you're practically in another state as you turn around to park. But anyway, that was just the thrill of my life.
And then you ended up getting married to Howard Hughes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that was pretty great, too.
That was quite an adventure, too. Kind of like going on a jet plane, except
that's right.
Before
that's
you realize that you're in another state.
And I was so in love and so young.
Yeah. I'm also thinking about, you mentioned earlier on that there's two films that you're involved in right now. Can you share some of that sort of background and what the films are?
Well, I'm very excited to be with this young actress over here who's a year away from 18, almost the age I was when I met Howard Hughes. And her name is Isabella Blake Thomas, and she is a star already. And I play, the name of the movie is Evie Rose, and I play Evie Rose. And it's this true story. When she came to this country after living in England, she and her mother moved next door to this woman, Evie Rose. She was almost 100.
Okay.
And she would be there every day. She taught her. She became her mother. She became her everything. And she became everything to Evie Rose. And they grew up together. And Evie Rose grew older to 100, and she dies in the movie. And it's
so
just,
it's about the relationship between you and Isabella.
Of the two women, yes.
And it takes place in real time.
Yes, it does. So, and it's a true story.
So is it based on the last hour or two of her life?
Yes.
What was that like for you? I'm going to play a psychologist right now. What was that like to you?
To die?
Well,
I'll
I'm
tell
glad you.
You
didn't because you're here.
Yeah,
so
I know,
I'm glad
but
you're
I know but when
but
I do things, I do them.
Yeah, you
I
do
died.
Really well.
I saw him with the blue eyes and everything. I went to the other side.
You did?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What was the experience like for you, sort of emotionally, to be able to sort of in some ways die on film? And I'm curious what came up for you as you were acting through the role. And because, you know, actors a lot of times find personal sort of connections to what they're going through. I'm wondering, you know, what personal insights or connections you were able to develop through the show.
Well, I'll tell you, I went back to paying my tithing.
Right.
I praying every night. I mean, you think much more seriously about many things.
Right.
And I loved like I never had for this young lady.
Yeah, and I think it also puts us in the place where we really appreciate everything that we have
it
right now.
It brings you to your knees, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, and that's, you know, a lot of that's what I'm experiencing today too with the death of Kobe Bryant and the
people in
the helicopter. Oh my gosh,
yes, yes.
You know, the sense of, yeah, you know, we always say it, you never know what's going to happen. But
boy,
when something like this happens, you really never know what's going to happen.
My friend Diane Cannon, if you notice, she's at every game. And we've been friends since, she's younger than I am, but we've been friends since 1958.
Right.
And when I called her, I mean, she was just in shock. And she said he was one of my closest friends. And, what a terrible day this is for her.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't know him, and it's a terrible day for me. I can't. It's just broken my heart.
I know. It really, I think it's broken everyone's heart. And
yes,
that's
it
what
has.
We're experiencing right now.
He belonged to us.
That's such a great way of putting it. He was part of us.
Yes.
So when someone like that dies, really a piece of us die at the same time.
Part of us die.
Exactly. So you also have a great book on exercise. I love it. On keeping young. So can you share a little bit about that?
Well, yes. What I do, I have a boot camp that I do twice a week with a Korean captain from West Point. And I do yoga twice a week. And I do physical therapy. And I think that with exercise, not drinking and smoking and eating well, thank you, Marlene.
Yes. Marlene is our caretaker, yeah. So we know who we're talking about.
Yes, and she's an Italian lass.
Yes.
And you just have to be healthy in everything. Otherwise, you go down, you lose your health, you lose everything.
And it sounds like you've been able to keep perspective from a psychological point of view, a way to stay healthy too.
Oh, you know how important that is.
You don't have to tell me.
I know. You know, doctor.
Yes, I am a real doctor, and I am on the radio being a doctor.
I know.
So I wasn't just cast as a doctor. You know, a couple takeaways I wanted to share with the audience right now, and our number is 1-800-222-5222. I'd love to hear whatever transformational stories anyone out there has to share, similar to what Terry is sharing about their careers or any experience they're having, even the experience of the loss of Kobe Bryant, which is really a collective loss. We've lost, like you said, a piece of us.
Yes.
And I love how you're so grounded in your sense of self. And that's what I get from you. It's very clear who you are, regardless of what character you're playing in a film, and you've played so many. you have a very strong sense of yourself. And that's so important for people to be able to do as they go out into this world. You know, there's so much stress. There's so many things at us every day, so many things that are, you know, challenging us on a constant level. So be able to stay steadfast in that. I think that's one of the biggest things that's probably attributed to your longevity in Hollywood. So so congratulations for that. The other thing that I love about you is you're so much fun.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
You seem to be able
you
to
are
know.
Too.
Thank you. We have to go out for, well, you don't drink, so we'll go out for dinner.
Okay.
But the sense of being able to enjoy yourself is so important too, mm-hmm. I think. And always in the journey, finding, you know, something new to be able to latch onto, some new experience, some new book. That has been sort of an amazing experience that I think you've been able to do. So I promised I wouldn't ask you about the 200 films to name them, but we have a couple minutes before the break. Give me one other great memory you want to share from a film.
Well, I think the film I enjoyed doing the most was King of the Khyber Rifles.
Okay.
And my co-star, or I was his co-star, was Tyrone Power. And he was the most beautiful man inside and outside I've ever seen. My mother said that to him, Ty, you are beautiful inside and out. And I met with Nikki Blair, who was very popular in Beverly Hills. He had a restaurant. And he said when he was in the Marines, he was in the same outfit as Tyrone Power, who was a pilot, who shot down more Nazi planes than any other Marine. I knew why I liked him.
Yeah, exactly. Because you're all for the troops, right?
Yeah, exactly. I still dream about him.
Oh, really? Mm. Oh, we're going to have to find out about that. Well, no. Listen, we're going to go to a break. We're here with Terry Moore. When we get back, we'll be back with Isabella Blake Thomas. And this is Dr. G. I'll be back right after the commercials.
Are you looking for an alternative to drug and alcohol rehabilitation that allows you to recover in the privacy of your own home with an individualized program that meets your specific needs? Concierge Detox LA can be that alternative. Headed by medical addiction specialist Dr. Damon Raskin and clinical psychologist Dr. Howard Gluss, Concierge Detox LA will design an individualized program to meet your recovery needs. For more information, contact Concierge Detox LA at 323-935-9712.
Well, hello there. I am Lynn Ferguson, and you are listening to Dr. G, Engaging Minds on KABC 790 AM.
I'm Dr. G, and we're here with Engaging Minds. We're about to bring on Isabella Blake Thomas. As we heard before, that she and Terry Moore are doing a film that is really an amazing film, especially as a psychologist. I'm so excited to see it because it talks about relationships and the power of relationships, and it transcends age. It transcends really everything, and it is about love and acceptance and love and acceptance of the human condition and where we all are. That's what I keep using the word love, but that's what I am so excited about this film, and excited to be able to be interviewing both of them. So Isabella is an actress, producer, and advocate. She is also the founding member of Mother and Daughter Entertainment. It's a production company that focuses on making content that matters. And as we see, she's actually done it. She's official ambassador of suicide awareness with Awareness Ties. And you're only, what, 17?
Only 17.
And you're doing all this already?
I know,
it sounds like four lifetimes.
It feels like it, but it's one of those things that when you love what you do and when you're so passionate about what you do, it doesn't feel like work. And I think I've been so passionate about all of these things for so long that I'm just happy that I'm at the age where I can finally bring all these things to fruition.
And you've had an amazing way to be able to do it. So tell me a little bit about your career, because again, it's followed such an interesting trajectory, and I think it's important for our audience to hear it because there's a lot of people out there that are trying to get careers in the entertainment industry, and there's nothing more powerful than hearing someone's story.
Yeah, I started out in the UK when I was 4, so I've been doing this for a while. Not as long as Terry, but I've been doing it for a while. And people are like, oh, wow, you knew at that age what you wanted to do. And I remember the moment I was sitting in my bedroom in England and my mum and I were talking about being an actress and what that meant, being in movies. And I went, you mean I get to be different people and try different things and make money from it? Okay.
Okay, sign me up.
Exactly.
I'm here.
I was like, this sounds like so much fun. You get to play, you get to do different things. And that's one of the reasons that I love it so much, is because I can try so many different things but still be doing one thing that I love. When I was 9, which I just found out, I thought I was 10, but apparently I was 9 when I moved to the US. And I've been here for, this year will be 9 years, which is crazy.
And tell us about your role in Once Upon a Time and Young Zelina.
Yeah, Once Upon a Time was my favorite show, and okay, still is, actually. And I don't think people really believe that when I tell them. I'm like, no, I didn't just watch it because I was on it. I binged watched that entire show before I got that audition. And I remember sitting there going, okay, so what roles can I play if they have these auditions? And Young Zelina was one of them. And then like the next day I got that audition through. I was taking my new headshot photos when I got that through. And I just burst into tears that I'd already got the audition because I was so happy. So my mum and I went out and we dyed my hair bright red that very same day to go to the audition the next day. And I went in, I had to be British, and I booked it. And I was
How was it trying to
tears.
Be British? Was that a challenge?
Yes, I had to work on my accent a lot. There's one of the few things that normally I'm American, actually, when I do things, and so it's rare to be British. So it's quite fun when it's one of my roles is actually British, because I get to showcase my natural voice.
It's interesting, you know, as I listen to you and I also listen to Terry talking about how exciting it was to get those roles. And how you were able to just jump right into it. That's so important. That's such a great lesson in life, too, that when we have an opportunity, a lot of people are afraid to sort of jump into the opportunity because they want to know what's going to happen, what, et cetera. We never know, as we learned today, what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So to be able to have the courage to do that is great.
Yeah, I'm very lucky that I've had the support system from my mum to be able to jump into things. And she has just been able to help me the entire time. So whether I'm trying new things in the entertainment industry or I'm trying new things just in my everyday life, she's very, very supportive of me. And that's one of the reasons I've been able to do that and have these opportunities.
Well, both, you know, as longevity and careers, both you and Terry talked about the same thing.
Yeah.
About having parents that were so supportive. Now, you told me something interesting, that you live on a boat.
I do indeed. I live on a powerboat.
Okay. And
why not?
Exactly.
Why not? None of this land malarkey. I lived in an apartment most of my life, lived in a house on land, and then I've had the boat with my mum for a couple of years, and this past year we moved on to it. So this year in July it'll be a year.
Right.
And there's something just so magical about being on the water every night and actually hearing the waves and hearing sea lions and just being so close to nature.
You know, from a psychological point of view, it also takes you into this place where you remove yourself from, let's say, a certain experience that you have every day, and then you go into this other completely experience that's associated with rest and relaxation. It is like having a little, zen-like place that you two...
I call it the bubble.
I actually know your mom, and she told me that too.
Yeah.
The sense that you live in a bubble.
Because people ask me, they're like, well, why do you live so far from the city? Because obviously I live down by the beach living on a boat. And I was like, I'd rather be in the city, and even if I am there every day, but still be able to come out of it and just go back to the water, because the water is just so calming and so peaceful. And everyone has different like zen gardens, as it were. Like some people like the woods, some people like the desert, but for me it's the water. And so to be able to come back after a long day of work or just a busy day of meetings in town and in Hollywood, I love just being able to get on the boat in the evening and just look out at the stars and not have that light pollution and be able to just see the beautiful
Again,
water.
As a survival tactic, I think that's so important for people out there to be conscious of, that you have to be able to survive in that business because there is so many ups and downs, no guarantees, etc., and so much rejection, which is the irony. So many actors go out there wanting to be accepted, and all they face is rejection pretty much all day. So finding that safe place is so important. Our number is 1-800-222-5222. If you want to call in, please feel free to do so. We'd love to hear your own stories of transformation. And if you're out there and trying to be an actor or anyone in the entertainment industry and have an entertaining and inspirational story to share, we'd love to hear from you. Now, as a young woman, you've gotten involved in suicide awareness. I'm really curious how that connection happened for you.
Yeah, it's an interesting story, actually. My mum was the person who introduced me to Awareness Ties. She is actually the ambassador for child trafficking and human trafficking. And they wanted to use my music from the movie I did with my mum called Unseen. They wanted to use one of my songs for their campaign called Angel Wings, which I was just absolutely honored.
Sure.
And because of that, I was chatting with them and I was learning about the causes and what the whole movement was. And they were talking about suicide awareness, and that really resonated with me because especially teen suicide, it is so prominent in today's society. And I was doing a segment for a show on Jubilee on YouTube, and we were talking about it was the parents versus teens conversation, and it was how suicide when parents were younger versus now. And we were looking at the fact that even looking at numbers and facts, people are talking about it so much now, which I think is so important.
Why do you think people are talking about it so much?
Because we have the accessibility to talk about it with everyone through social media, through the internet.
Especially people in your generation.
Especially people in my generation. And it's important to know that you can talk to people, even if it's someone on the other side of the world who knows what you're going through, because just being able to share that and have someone to share that burden with you is super important, because it's to know that you're not alone in feeling it. Even if they haven't been through exactly what you're going through, just knowing that someone is listening and not judging and just understanding and has empathy for you can really be a big problem solver in lots of these situations.
The isolation that a lot of suicidal people, I've worked with suicidal patients, the isolation that people experience is tremendous. And the sense of hopelessness is also tremendous.
Yeah, and the feeling that you're alone.
The feeling that you're alone. So being able to find someone to be able to share that experience with and recognize that there is empathy and you can be cared about is very powerful. That's exactly what we're doing right now. You're starting to hear people with the death of Kobe Bryant finding ways to share their pain, finding ways to connect. That's a natural human way of dealing with things. The other side is you isolate, and that is not a good thing.
Yeah, and another way that I'm connected to this is actually I've lost a couple of friends to suicide. Different ages, different reasons, but every time I hear about it, it's been a lot in the past year and a half, actually. Every time I hear about it, the pain that I feel doesn't change and doesn't go away no matter how close I was to those friends.
How do you deal with the pain?
It changes. I study Kabbalah, which actually originated from the Jewish religion, just because it's all written in Hebrew.
Right.
But it talks a lot about spirituality and energy. And I have a mentor at Kabbalah who I talk to and work things through and figure out why that death affects me so much, and especially suicide. But I think one of the big ways I deal with it is by talking about it. Because I talk to my mum about it, I have friends, I talk to my mentor at Kabbalah about it, and it's just talking it through and trying to wrap your head around it, because there's always the idea of, oh, what if I'd been there? Could I have been able to do something if they'd spoken to me? And there's always that nagging feeling in your stomach that happens, and I think it's about just me being able to say to myself, it's not about us. It's not about us.
You really have to think about that.
Yeah.
It feels like it could be about you, but it really isn't about you.
Yeah.
You have to sort of enter into that person's experience.
Yeah.
Like wear their shoes and realize you're not responsible for all the things that happened to them. It is like if you were in a play, it's their story.
Yeah.
It's their narrative. You can try and help, but you can't really, other than support, do all that much about it. And that is a tremendous amount that you're doing. I'm so excited about Evie Rose, and we're going to have more time. We're going to go to commercial in a second. But your quick take on it, what was that experience like for you?
Challenging but exciting, based on the fact that it was inspired by a true friendship I had. It was heartbreaking to have to relive those scenes and relive those moments, since it was very difficult for me to go through when it happened. But it was also very therapeutic being able to experience it with the wonderful Terry. And I think if you look at movies where like families have been torn apart, you'll see on set that they will, even though they're actors, bring the families back together for that mentality of being glued back together and put back together. And I think that really helped me being able to do this with Terry, is because we've become such great friends from filming this and from this entire process that when we were doing the scenes where Evie Rose passes away, I was able to then just sit with Terry for a little bit after that and really deal with that. And that was a great help to kind of process everything because she was still here.
Exactly. That's the benefit of being in a show with someone around it. What was your sort of takeaway as far as what it made you understand about life and death?
To do everything that you want to do and say everything you want to say and hug everyone you want to hug, because you never know what's going to happen in life. You cannot predict anything, and there's nothing worse than living with regret. So it's just taking every moment.
You're a wise young woman, isn't she, Terry? You know what? You were telling me before that you wanted to be a psychologist. You should really consider it. And, you know, being an actress is about being a psychologist.
Yeah.
It's just you're expressing it in different ways.
Getting inside people's brains and exploring it.
Exactly. So we're going to go to break. And when we get back, we're going to talk to both you and Terry about your experience on Evie Rose. I can't wait to do that. I'm Dr. G. We're going to be back right after the commercials.
Are you looking for an alternative to drug and alcohol rehabilitation that allows you to recover in the privacy of your own home with an individualized program that meets your specific needs? Concierge Detox LA can be that alternative. Headed by medical addiction specialist Dr. Damon Raskin and clinical psychologist Dr. Howard Gluss, Concierge Detox LA will design an individualized program to meet your recovery needs. For more information, contact Concierge Detox LA at 323-935-9712.
Yeah, this is Wes Geer, and you're listening to Dr. G on Engaging Minds on AM 790 KABC.
I'm Dr. G, and we're here with Engaging Minds. I'd like to thank my sponsor, Sandon Shores PR. They tell a story that has a powerful effect on real lives. They know how to grow your business or public image in an authentic and powerful way. My friend Tanya is ahead of it, so contact Sandon Shores PR company. The number is 424-262-1920. 424-262-1920. And what I love about Tanya is she's very much a psychologist. She will sit with you and in some ways do an intake, get a great sense of who you are, and then be able to take that into the world as your individualized brand. That is her power. So again, contact her at 424-262-1920. So Terry and Isabella, I want to talk about Evie Rose and spend this segment talking about it. It's so interesting to me that it's, it kind of reminds me of you may not know this, but there's an old film called Harold and Maude.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Do you remember that?
Oh, very well.
It reminds me of that kind of relationship.
Yes.
Yep.
Where it was an older person with a young person that was... with a general, I forget his name, the actor's name, but I'm curious, Terry, what was that experience like for you? Like the dynamic of playing with Isabella, especially as a person who was at the end of her life, talking to someone who was at the beginning of her life.
Well, that's almost me now with everybody. I am 91 years old.
You're amazing. 91. I can't believe how, if people could just see how well put together you are, you look fantastic.
Thank you.
And as sharp as can be.
Thank you so much. And I love this little girl. Right. She's a little girl I always wanted.
And I love you.
And we really do. I mean, it was love at first sight.
Right.
I just wanted to steal her from her mama. And I love her mama, too.
So what was that experience like for you, playing that role and in that relationship with Isabella?
Well, I just fell right into it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't acting. It was just, the way I felt. I was so lucky.
Yeah. It's so amazing. I wish people could see your face right now. That just, don't cry. But how much meaning it had for you.
Oh,
that's just amazing.
Yeah.
And Isabella. And
it's a true story. It really happened.
I know.
So I felt that the real Evie Rose was with me. And she did too, didn't you?
I did indeed, yeah. You could definitely feel there was a very strong presence on set, I think. The positivity from everyone and the fact that almost everyone on set had been through something similar in one way or another. There was very much a sense of compassion and empathy and support for every scene that we did on set because everyone understood exactly what the characters had been through, what I had been through and what I was going through acting the scenes and what Terry was going through acting the scenes. And so there was a very, very strong presence on set of support.
Do you have any powerful moments that you'd like to share with us or a story of something that happened on the set?
there's so many things, I think. It was an incredible shoot because it was over a small period of time that it was a very intense shoot. Does anything immediately come to your mind?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah, sure.
I had just broken two ribs.
Oh, okay. Yes. You're right, yes. This superstar over here had just broken two ribs and she still shot an entire movie. It worked out that she was having to sit on the couch, lie on the couch for
yeah,
the movie.
Yeah, I had
she was
to
able
lie
to
on the couch. And I couldn't, we had to move the whole set to my living room on the couch.
Yeah, we were originally set to film in one location down by the beach. And then we found out Terry had broken her ribs, but she still wanted to do the project because she's a superstar.
She is a superstar.
We picked up and we moved the entire shoot to her house and we shot in her house. We had the crew there and then we'd pack up and leave at the end of every day and come back the next.
Yeah.
And she was a trooper to say the least.
That's what I love about
least.
That creativity of every... Yeah.
The reason I remembered is I had the pain.
Yeah, I was going to say, it wasn't the emotional pain you were going through. You were actually in physical pain the whole time.
Yeah.
You were a superstar. Yeah. Don't know how you did it.
Right. So, Isabella... Again, I keep wanting to go back to this place. As a person who's 17 years old, sitting there with Terry, who's had this illustrious career, she's 91 years old.
Mm-hmm.
As a young person, what would you say to other young people when it comes to working with people or being present with people like Terry? Like, what can they learn? What did you get out of the experience?
Well, it's interesting you say learn, because I think my advice is to learn as much as you can.
Right.
Terry has had such incredible experiences in her lifetime and is still having incredible experiences that I think it's so important for my generation, especially to hear these stories and learn from these situations, because these stories aren't going to stick around forever because memories disappear and it's important to take on the information and take what you will from those stories and use them in your everyday life. Because stuff can be written down, but it's not the same as being told it from the people that have experienced it.
Because you also have that emotional experience when you're being told by the person who experienced it.
Yeah.
And that's amazing that you've been able to do that, to share that experience with her and other people. You need to tape all the, you know, you need to record all these stories.
Oh, well, I'll tell you, it just happens with her. I don't have to, it's there. I don't have to dig it up or anything.
So do we have a sense of when the film is going to open up?
We don't have a release date yet. It'll definitely be 2020, but we're still working on post-production at the moment. Mother and Daughter Entertainment are working hard getting the film edited, because we only finished just before Christmas. So it's just over a month. Because we finished filming, a week before Christmas?
Yes.
Yeah. It's crazy. I don't know how we did it.
I don't know.
There's been editing over the Christmas, the holiday period, but it'll be out this year.
And how is your rib right now, Terry?
Well, they're just about healed.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Just in time to do all the press.
Oh, yeah.
She's a superstar.
I know. Terry, actually, if people wanted to get in touch with you and learn more about your career, how could they do so?
Well, they called Marlene.
Yes. Marlene is her assistant.
Yeah.
And
lives with me, so she can find me.
Okay.
But I can say for Terry that Terry has an Instagram as well.
It's, oh, good.
It's Terry Moore Actress on her Instagram, so she's available there. And then if anyone really wants to, you guys can contact through me as well through my social media, which is Isabella_B_T. So I'm available there too. So is Terry.
And I'll remind our audience, if you miss any of that, you can also contact me, Dr. Howard Gluss at live.com. And I'll share that information with our audience.
And if anyone wants more information about the movie and the projects we're working on, Our website for Mother and Daughter Entertainment is motherandaughterent.com.
And again, I can always forward that information to anyone. Okay. Terry, we have a few minutes left. Any final thoughts that you want to share with our audience?
Whoa. I'll tell you something. This has been one of the great experiences of my life because, I mean...
being on the radio with me or the
Oh, yes, of course. Well, that was what I was talking about. And we must continue this.
Yes, we'll have you back on for five more films.
Thank you, darling. That would be great.
I would love it. But were you talking... I was joking around, but were you talking about the film?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because it just fit right in with the broken ribs and her... and doing it with Isabella and the closest I felt immediately to her. And,
I can see
and the
why.
Daughter she's... that I always wanted.
Yeah. I mean, me too. The daughter I would want too.
Yeah.
I mean, she's pretty amazing. It's hard to believe you're only 17.
Oh, you guys.
I know, you're blushing.
No, but she
is. You can't
see
it on radio.
You are. You're the most lovable, darling girl.
And Terry's website is terrymoore.com, just in case people wanted it. I wanted to mention a few takeaways that I got from this experience tonight. I'm always learning as a psychologist. And both of you talked about very similar situations and I want sort of attributes. And I want our audience to hear, because a lot of people deal with difficult stuff in their lives. Everybody does. That, you know, having a strong spiritual connection, whatever that is, and however you want to interpret it, is so important. And that can give you a strong sense of self. And self is something that evolves all the time, that isn't just a reaction from other people, always pleasing other people, but having a strong sense of who you are and letting that out into the world and having the courage to be able to do that is so important. And what Terry mentioned is you got to have fun. You got to find a way.
You got to have fun.
Exactly. Having fun is the most important thing because laughing your way through life is the best way to get through everything.
I think that's so important.
Lots of fun. And you won't try to commit suicide.
Exactly. And with that, try, you know, another takeaway is try really hard if you're going through a difficult time out there not to isolate yourself, but find that connection because we're all about attachment. That's what's so important for all of us, finding connections.
And another way I just remembered when you were talking about dealing with things is I actually use meditation a lot. And it doesn't have to be some fancy thing where you go to a really fancy place. You can sit on the floor in your bedroom or somewhere that you feel safe and protected and just close your eyes and just be at peace and listen to your breath. And that's a really good way to cope with your feelings because it shuts down your brain and lets your heart speak for a second. And it takes out all the outside noise and just lets
exactly.
You be at
peace. So listen, I want to thank you both for coming on the show. And it's been a pleasure and an honor to meet you both and have great luck with the film. I'm Dr. G. We're going to be back next week. And I can't wait to see the film. I'm very excited. Our number is 1-800-222-5222.
This show furnished by Key Light Counseling Center.